The Enemy of Mankind and the Power of Lies, a socio-political and religious look at the world and where it is headed with respect to the actions of a small group of extremely dangerous and ambitious people, by Emiri Okozo-Okozo, narrated by Mark Williams. Copyright 2020-2021 by Emiri Okozo-Okozo. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, including photocopying, recording, or other electronic or mechanical methods, or by any information storage and retrieval system without the prior written permission of the publisher, except in the case of very brief quotations embodied in critical reviews and specific other non-commercial uses permitted by copyright law. This book was published thanks to free support and training from ebookpublishingschool.com. Why I wrote this book. I wrote this book to explain the immediate and remote causes behind the failure of political leadership and the existence of unsafe political ideologies, the ongoing evolution and attack of the traditional family structure, global political and religious strife, and more. I wrote this book as an effort to find answers to the questions raised above and more. It borders on leadership in three aspects: political, military, and religion. It speaks on the abuse of power, the problems of prejudice and dogma, and the conflicts they create, the cross of Christ's servants, the enemy of mankind, the rise of political Islam, and more, the goals and vision of the Luciferians and those who call themselves Jews but are described as the synagogue of Satan. Why you should read this book. Every book written to a large extent is a reflection of the knowledge and opinions of the author. You are welcome to disagree with some or all of the parts. Why you should read this book. Every book written to a large extent is a reflection of the knowledge and opinions of the author. You are welcome to disagree with some or all parts of the content of this book. All I ask is that you read with an open mind. Read till the end and connect the flow between chapters and understand the foundation that each chapter provides for those that succeed it. You will understand the direction the world is heading politically, spiritually, socially, and the hidden hands behind these current trends, the role of political Islam and the planned resurrection of the Ottoman Empire or Islamic State, the planned Third World War, and most importantly, the endpoint objective of the ancient enemy of the human race. Chapter 1. The Roots of Social Disharmony. Human emotion is a potent tool that expresses the various feelings or countenance of the human heart or condition. If expressed in a controlled environment with wisdom and restraint, it can lead to peaceful coexistence, harmony, and prosperity within the family unit or clan and society at large. On the reverse side, if vented unrestrained, this cauldron of energy can quickly become the trigger to a keg of gunpowder, bringing about the birth and explosion of many ugly conflicts. In a perfect world, most people want a life of peace, love, family, achievements, and harmony. However, this is not always the case because of three fundamental elements that are still within the inventory of human behavior. I call them the three elements of social disharmony. These are conflict of interest. This has been one of the three most formidable social pathogens tearing away at the soul of society, the inordinate desire to obtain that which belongs to others, whether land-grabbing through government-sponsored genocide in current-day Nigeria by the Muslim Fulani ethnic group, or the thirst for the oil of foreign nations that have led to many wars and invasion of countries needs no further explanation due to the abundance of facts from recent global events. You do not have to call for a war or conflict. Having a valuable commodity of economic worth is enough to put the proverbial bullseye behind your back should verbal negotiations fail to give access to an interested party with more considerable military might than yours. A conflict of interest is not abnormal in a natural sense, since people can compete for scarce resources. What is not normal, however, is the extent people are willing to go to get that which they desire. Men have fought wars over items of great national...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?